Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Guests are the 13 Grammy Award-winning rock star from the Foo Fighters and Nirvana, and even better, his mom. Please welcome Dave and Virginia Grohl. Nice to see you again. We met briefly at the Kennedy Center at the awards. You actually bring your mom to a lot of fun places.
Oh, man, she's been on tour more than most rock moms I know. She's perfectly comfortable on the road, though. You know, I give her a laminate and play a gig and come back to the dressing room and she's having a beer with Green Day, you know.
She knows. But in this case, you brought him because you have a new book called From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars. Right there. Okay. So it's your story of raising this man over here and talking to other mothers who raised rock stars.
Yes.
Now, like any good mother, you brought an embarrassing photograph to start off here. There is... At what point did it occur to you that he might be a rock star? This was going to be his life.
Well, I didn't know he was going to be a rock star. Mm-hmm. I knew he was going to be a musician. I knew really early he was going to be an entertainer. I have the feeling that some of you have it in your blood somewhere that you just start out being goofy. Am I? Yeah?
Yeah, it beats hard work.
And silly and making people laugh.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way he was.
It seemed like that might have been your focus, Dave, because your mother also brought along one of your report cards I'd like to share. Here, this is an actual report card from sixth grade, I believe. Would it be 80, 81?
That was a tough one. That was
okay,
a tough year.
Okay, let's listen to this here. Was a tough year here. Let's see. Respects authority. Needs improvement. Is courteous. Needs improvement. Accepts responsibility. Unsatisfactory. Exercises self-control. Needs improvement. Exerts effort. Unsatisfactory. Begins and completes work on time. Unsatisfactory. Uses time wisely. Works neatly. Works accurately.
How long is this segment?
Dave, we have to talk about this.
You know, I gotta be honest. I was kicking ass up until first grade, and then it was all downhill from there.
And at 17, you tell your mom what?
Well, I started playing music when I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I just kind of took to it. Once I started playing it, I couldn't really think of much else. I was just focused on playing music, and I got the bug. And so all of my focus and energy went to just playing. And so kind of everything else went out the window. And, you know, my mother, having been a public school teacher for 35 years, I think she understood that some kids don't necessarily thrive in that fluorescent lit public school system. Mm-hmm. It might be able to work outside of it a little more. And so I had the opportunity to go start traveling Europe and the world when I was 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. Playing music, and my mother, because she had seen generations of kids who might have been really bright kids struggle within that system, she sort of looked at me and said, okay.
It's a great idea.
Go.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You wanted to drop out, you said go?
Yes.
You weren't worried at all? Because here's a 17-year-old kid. He's going off to Europe with his band. What was band at the time?
At that time, it was a band called Scream.
Scream. Okay. Yeah. So he's going off with Scream to Europe. Did you worry at all? What didn't worry you at all?
Well, I was a little. Yes.
Sex, drugs, rock
but
and roll.
A little of that. But he was going to be playing music. He was going to be playing music in Paris and in Amsterdam. And I was staying behind in Fairfax County in the classroom.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to go with him.
So nothing? And, no worries at all?
Here's the thing. The other guys in the band were older. They mm-hmm. were about 10 years older, maybe. Oh, and I knew them very well. Mm-hmm. And I knew they'd take care of him.
Okay.
And they did. We're still all still good friends.
Now, have you told your mom everything that has happened? Have you told your mom everything that happened out on the road? Because moms don't need to know everything,
I don't know if this is the appropriate place
I think
to
it
air
is.
Their dirty laundry.
I think it might be the appropriate place. Is there anything,
well,
is there anything you haven't told your mother? Dave Grohl, is there anything you have not told your mother about what happened on the road you'd like to share with us? And I'll turn the cameras off.
You know, on the road, I felt safe on the road. It was at home where I got in all the trouble. You know, there was once when I used to sneak her car out at night by going and wait until she was asleep, and I'd go and find her keychain, which was this Broadway ticket that you got from Evita in 1900, you know. And the thing was like a cowbell, so in order for me to get it out of the house without making any noise, I'd get a towel, and I'd wrap it in a towel, and then I'd go out to the Ford Fiesta, and then I'd back it down the driveway, start it up down the street, and go around. And so this one night, I was bringing it back up to the house, up the driveway, but I had to cut the engine before I got up the driveway, so I get up the driveway, and then I pull up the emergency brake, and I get out of the car and I close the door and I'm walking through the kitchen and we had this picture window that looked out in the front yard and I'm tiptoeing through the living room and I look out and the car is rolling down the street. But she never knew. I got away with it. Yeah.
Well, you say in here that the first rock mom you knew was Kurt Cobain's mom,
That's
Wendy.
That's right, yeah.
And did Kurt's death change your relationship at all and what it meant to be a rock mom?
I think it did.
Yeah.
It was such a dark, sad time. And David came home after that, so we all sort of had to regroup. And yes, we talked a lot. We've always talked. We've always been able to say everything to each other, but that was a particularly sort of incredible time. It's hard to express how.
Yeah. But whenever I felt overwhelmed with anything, I would just go back to Virginia, where I grew up. My mom, I'd just go back to the bedroom that I grew up in. So whenever I felt overwhelmed with everything, I'd just go back home, hang out with my mom and see my friends that I went to elementary school with and have barbecues. All my dropout friends. You know, it was great.
You ever want to go back to this teacher and show him your 13 Grammys?
You know, I made the mistake of showing my kids my report cards once because I thought it would be funny. And that backfired on me.
Bad idea.
Well, the book is tremendous. You've also interviewed like a dozen other or more other rock moms.
Right. Yes.
It's an incredible book. Mm-hmm. It's called From Cradle to Stage. It's available now. Virginia and Dave Grohl, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Nice to see you again.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Dave. Thanks for being here. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.